Track 8, How to Lose Your Baggage. The last track provided you with a technique to instantly relax in 6 seconds by using belly breath inhalation and a slow complete exhalation, followed by a body scan to consciously release stress from areas holding muscle tension. After you take a couple of deep belly breaths, when the stressful situation occurs, you will probably need to assess if there is some residual emotion that needs to be dissipated. This track is entitled, How to Lose Your Baggage. Of course, if you're in an airport, losing your baggage is quite stressful. But obviously, I'm not talking about luggage when I refer to baggage. As a review of a psychosocial idea that has been around for a long time, baggage is old issues we carry around with ourselves from childhood or past relationships and bring into current relationships. Thus, for example, if your director of nursing or administrator uses a tone of voice similar to an authority figure from your past, like a parent, you may overreact and react inappropriately and become extremely stressed out without knowing why. One way to release or get rid of this type of stressful excess baggage, or in other words, old issues, is to seek out sources of support for yourself. If you are feeling so overwhelmed by situations in the facility that you perceive as being stressful because of something that has actually occurred in the past, for example, 2 hours, 2 months, or even 2 years ago, you certainly will be hindered in your ability to switch from a problem-focused blaming mentality to a solution-focused proactive mentality. As you recall, the 4 steps in solution-focused thinking are, number 1, answering the question, what do I want? Number 2, then answering the question, how can I get it? Number 3, answering the question, what resources do I have? And number 4, answering the question, what are the benefits that will happen next when I get what I want? This track assesses or evaluates your current need to talk about a problem with someone else as a stress reduction technique. So let's assess one way to get rid of excess baggage or old issues, which is seeking a source of support. First, think about your stress from your workday today at the facility. If there isn't any stress, think back to the most recent stressful situation you can recall. Perhaps the CNA was supposed to start a yarn winding project with Effie. However, once again, she got Effie dressed, but neglected to provide her with the yarn winding activity you had left in Effie's room. You are aware that CMS surveyors, who are assessing implementation of such areas as cultural change, may be looking for activities that can occur at any time and are not limited to formal activities being provided only by activity staff. Therefore, you feel the CNA providing Effie with the yarn winding project you have left in a bag in her room is important. In the 4 solution-focused questions, as you know, you evaluate what you would like to have happen, as well as your resources. The resource we're going to focus upon in this track is people. Let's analyze your current resources or support networks you might seek out regarding the stress you feel concerning Effie not being given the yarn winding. As I read through 4 reasons why talking about a stressful situation with another is important, see if you agree with all 4. Also, evaluate if you need to spend more time talking with a supportive person, either inside or outside of the facility. Benefit number 1, regarding talking about a problem with another, is that talking about a problem or stressor, like Effie's yarn winding, gives you a chance to actually hear yourself. Next time you talk about a stressful situation with another, see if you are able to listen to yourself as you are talking. When you take the time to talk to another, you have to formulate your thoughts into sentences in a coherent manner. This process forces you to state the situation more calmly when you are saying something aloud to another than when you are thinking alone and darting from anxious thought to anxious thought in your mind. Do you agree? When your thoughts dart about, you are replaying thoughts, perhaps in an incoherent or disjointed manner. Does this sound familiar to you? Can you see how this is a thought process that increases stress? When you hear the musical tone, think about key benefit number 1, that of briefly, and I do say briefly, explaining your stressful situation to another to gain clarification. Thus, you can make the transition from problem-focused thoughts of, what is the problem, why do I have it, whose fault it is, and what else could go wrong, to solution-focused thoughts of what do I want, how can I achieve it, what resources do I have, and what opportunities might this open. So when you hear the musical tone, think about how talking a problem out can give you a chance to hear yourself and slow your thinking down. Think about how talking with someone has provided clarification for you in the past. In addition to clarifying your thoughts, talking about stress to another reminds you that you are not alone. Someone cares enough to listen, someone who can possibly sympathize, and someone who you can bounce your solution-focused action plans off of. However, of course, you need to choose your confidant wisely. If this person is within your facility, you should assess the potential of a possible added stress due to your issues being transported through the facility gossip mill. This time, when you hear the musical tone, turn your CD player off and make a mental or written list of people, either inside or outside of the facility, with whom you might discuss a stressful situation. In addition to clarifying thoughts and feeling that you are not alone, talking about a stressor with another can replace acting impulsively. Remember the 6 D's from Track 6 of Defensiveness, Depression, Disorganization, Defiance, Dependence, and Decision-Making Difficulties. One of the D's was defiance. Being defiant can be extremely stressful. Let's look at defiance in more detail. As you think about the non-compliant CAN or other unsupportive staff member, when you hear the musical tone, answer the following question. Do I deliberately show a lack of cooperation, either directly or indirectly, to those whom I feel a sense of conflict? Ask yourself this question about indirect defiance or lack of cooperation. Do I give lip service to those whom I feel a sense of conflict, only to subtly sabotage or botch the job later without their knowing? Perhaps by withholding information about a resident that might make their job a little easier? By talking out a stressful situation prior to acting on your negative feelings, you can avoid a potentially disastrous calamity that could irreparably damage relationships within the facility for you and your activity department. However, maybe you are thinking, the CAN will never find out what you could have told her regarding a better way to approach a difficult resident. Sure, chances are she is unaware you are withholding information that could be helpful to make her job easier. However, you have lost a valuable opportunity to build a relationship, thus creating a potential resource for you and your department. And remember, cultural change requires that all departments are involved in activities. So can you really afford damaged relationships or not looking for opportunities to build new ones? When you hear the musical tone, think of a staff member in another department with whom you might share information about a resident that may make their job easier. Of course, when you do this, you assume a non-know-it-all posture at receptive times for them. In addition to clarifying your thoughts and feelings, feeling that you are not alone, and replacing acting impulsively, talking to someone you respect can lead to useful feedback and suggestions. You may receive perhaps a new perspective that will permit you to view the stressful situation less personally, less defensively, or less irately. Thus, perhaps talking to someone will give you a different attitude toward what you can expect from yourself or from others. Who constitutes my support network? Which of the following people do I talk with when I am under stress? Other staff in the activity department? If so, who? Other staff outside the activity department? If so, who? Significant others? Relatives? Children? Neighbor? Old high school friend? Therapist? Are there any others who are not in my support network, but could be? Now, when you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and think about or make a list of those who constitute your support network, as well as listing those you might expand it to. Also, evaluate if the names you list are supportive in all areas or only a few, as a means of losing old baggage and decreasing stress.